You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Things covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Man, the name says it all. If you're rocking with us, make sure you leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can get alert of all our great content right away. While you're at it, hit us with a like and a comment as well. Pat P, let's get to our show.
Let's do it.
Now it's time for school check-in. Skull check-in. Before we get to the most recent ball game involving the Minnesota Vikings, it's only right that we tap in with Pat P to get the latest on his rehab. What's the situation? How you feeling? What you got for us?
Everything's on track. You know, just continue doing what I need to do to make sure the hammy is as strong as possible and where it needs to be for me to perform at a high level. But everything's looking good so far.
So right now, based on how you feel based on the expectations, it's safe to say the best case scenario is this will be the last game you miss and you will make your return in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
And that game will be, I know you got it circled on your schedule. Who's that game?
Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. Yes, yep. The Green Bay Packers. So that's definitely big news. Viking fans, I know the organization, they miss you dearly. The team miss you. So hearing that you're on track and everything is going accordingly is big time news. So keep doing what they ask you to do and everything should work out in your favor. Sure. So now let's transition to Ravens recap. Once again, it was a nail biter. Once again, it was a blood pressure raiser. The Minnesota Vikings, they find a way to raise your pressure even when you're in good health. Unfortunately for the Minnesota Vikings, a heartbreaking type loss, overtime loss to the Baltimore Ravens, issue that has reoccurred over and over again for the Minnesota Vikings, the inability to finish the drill. What type of blow is that for the team when you have a game necessarily not in your hands, but clearly in direction of winning a ball game and not being able to finish, Pat P? What was that mindset, you know, for you watching and, of course, being a part of the team, preparing, getting ready, not being able to finish the game against the Ravens, I'm sorry.
You know, it was definitely was a big blow to us. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to continue to try to learn from the mistakes that we made in that game. It's a lot of good things in that game. It's a ton of good things in that on tape that we can watch. But it's just a couple of small things that we have to clean up, like, you know, eliminating, you know, in my opinion, I thought neither one of those penalties were penalties, but it is what it is. But, you know, trying to find a way, like I said, finding a way to keep Lamar off the field. And they had a 16-play drive, 10-play drive. And, you know, it's hard, you know, for defenses to kind of catch their stride when you're on the field for so long. I believe we played like 98 plays or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a recipe for, you know, not disaster, but a recipe for, you know, setting yourself up for failure, because your defense will only be out there for so long. So, you know, we just have to find a way to continue to get better in situational football. Third down, we have to get better on third down, both sides of the ball. Had a big play on kick return. That I think that helped us in that game for sure. Finally got an opportunity to break one of those loose. Mm-hmm. And on defense, we just have to find a way to get off the field on third downs and just finding a way to create three and outs, winning on first down, minimizing the gains on first downs. And I think that's just some of the things that hurt us to not keep them behind the eight ball, you know, not making them predictable, you know, in a sense. So Lamar in that offense is very dynamic. You know, he has the ability to run the ball, as you saw, having 120 yards rushing, 266 passing. Just till you have a full control of the game now. You know, I wish we came out on the winning end of the stick, but it was a great game to watch for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens ran 89 plays compared to the 52 that was ran by the Vikings, and the five losses they're combined. You lost by a combined 18 points. Mm-hmm. All five losses have pretty much been really, really close. You know, one possession game here or there. So you just been on the bad end of the stick when it comes to finishing. And that's something that I've seen throughout the course of the year, just not being able to finish. And clearly, if you're not able to do that, you know, you won't have a pretty good record. And that's the situation right now for the Vikings. So you still got enough time to try to, you know, right the wrongs and change the narrative, what we've seen so far from the season. But, you know, you just got to get everybody healthy, get everybody on the same page. What type of blow was it to not have the hitman, Harrison Smith, in the lineup? And you guys didn't learn about his absence until right before game time. And he prepared like he would be involved. But what type of blow was that for the defense?
It was a shocker to us. You know, everybody getting to the stadium, you know, getting dressed for the game. Everybody looking around like, where Tutu at? You know, they said, you know, Tutu not going to be able to make the game. You know, mm-hmm. obviously getting dinged with the COVID. I think he failed his COVID test that morning or something like that. I couldn't tell you which test it was, but that was a big blow for us. Obviously, like you said, prepared all week, you know, was in there, guys hearing his voice, but Cam did a great job of stepping in and replacing him, you know, having a big interception, having a bunch of tackles in the game. I thought he communicated well, you know, so that's just, like we talked about, you know, in the summertime, getting guys ready, you know, and that's our job as the older guys and the coaching staff and the scouting department to make sure that we have the right guys. If something was to happen, that, you know, if they have to step in there and play, it won't be a drop off.
Yeah, and Cam played well. You know, he had an interception, thrown into action, clearly not prepared because everyone thought that Harrison would be in the lineup. But, you know, he played pretty well given the circumstances. And talking about another interception, how athletic was Anthony Barr's interception in overtime? Think about
that. That was big time. Heck of an interception. Had a great view of it. I was behind the offense, so I saw the whole play unfold. And that's just the type of player that Anthony is. You know, that's the type of player that he has been since day one, since he got into the league. You know, big time players making big time plays in those big time moments. And, you know, and he gave us the opportunity to kick a field goal to win the game. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But, you know, we had opportunities to win that game multiple times and we weren't able to put the nail in the coffin. And that's just something we have to learn from and continue to build from and hopefully don't bite us in the foot here in the future.
And when it comes to injured players, Pat P, a lot of players don't necessarily travel with the team, you know, in road games. But, you know, you've been there. Is that something that, you know, you want to be a part of? Is something that you want to stay connected to the ball game? Tell us, you know, your mindset in traveling with the team. What does it mean for you?
Yeah, I know it's a short term, you know, IR, a short term injury for me. So I just want to keep my body, my mind into my same routine that I've been going throughout the year. I want to be able to be the extra eyes for the young guys on the sideline, be able to give them some nuggets for them to go out there on the field and perform at the best of their ability. You know what I mean? You know, so, and you know, the guys, you know, trust me enough to come to me and be like, you know, what can I do better here? What did you see there? You know what I mean? So, you know, I just want to be that helping hand in any fashion or form that I can be to help us win games, because that's what it's all about. Every hand's in the pile. And I know my hand's in the pile even if I'm not even on the field, because I feel like, you know, with me being a captain, me being a veteran, it's still my duty to get the guys prepared to go out there and play their best ball.
So it's safe to say you're like Coach Pat. Right.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. I'm not coaching after football, so don't ask me that. But
I know what you're doing after football. So I was like,
oh, yeah. So at this time,
right now, yes, you kind of Coach Pat.
Yeah. Right now, as I'm playing, yeah, I'm Coach Pat right now.
Okay. I already know what time it is when it's all said and done. But hey, yeah. It's good to have the extra set of eyes, and it's good for you too. Like you said, you still want to be in game mode. So when you when you're healthy, when you're clear, all you got to do is put back on the helmet, your cleats, and everything else. Because you know, staying involved and preparing like you are going to play, so you don't have to get right back into that mentality when you're clear. So it's enough with the Ravens. It's a new week, new test. Chargers preview. That's the next opponent for the Minnesota Vikings. Justin Herbert has been a hot name throughout the NFL world. Talented player in year two. Talking about Justin Herbert, he has some pretty good pass catchers to throw the football to. A friend of the show, we had Jared Cook on some weeks ago. He is the tight end for the Los Angeles Chargers. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Ekeler in the backfield. You've matched up against Keenan Allen twice with the Cardinals. You know, what makes him so special?
You know, just his versatility in route running, his versatility at the line of scrimmage. He's a guy that, you know, that's able to attack angles, you know, versus guys that come straight down the pipeline. Like we talk about, you know, like I try to tell most DBs when the guys are shaking their shoulders, the thing that Keenan does very well is he's still coming straight down the box, but he's one of the receivers that get outside of the box, if that makes sense.
Can you please elaborate on that a little bit? Simple.
Yeah, so he's still coming straight to you.
When he's running his route.
Yeah, when he's running his routes or in his release, but he's attacking angles when he's coming at you. So most receivers come right down the line. When Keenan comes to you, he's going to attack a shoulder, but he's still coming vertical to you. So it makes it seem like you're in a rush, or it makes it seem like he's attacking you right now and forces you to open up. But at the end of the day, you know, the shoulders, the hands forcing, giving our eyes an illusion that the receiver is doing a lot to us. But if you watch the film in slow motion at the end of the day, he's still coming down the pipeline. He's just attacking a side. Mm-hmm. But what most receivers do, they just come down and just attack your cushion. What Keenan does, he attacks the shoulders of the DB. And that's why, you know, his releases look a little bit more vicious than other releases that receivers do, because he do a great job of attacking that angle. And if you don't obey, you know, the angle that he attack, he's going to create more separation. So that's why it makes it look, you know, worse than what it really is on tape or on film.
And then opposite of Keenan.
You know, but a very, very crafty vet, been in the game a long time. Not the fastest, but he's definitely one of the smoothest
route runners
in the game when it comes to getting open, for sure.
Yeah, and opposite of Keenan Allen, you got a bigger body in Mike Williams, who has really emerged to be a big playmaker for the Chargers. You know, talk about the size, you know, how he utilizes his size in his favor in this type of matchup. You know, I know you like big body wide receivers. Those are the matchups that you look forward to. But going against, you know, guys – you know, you got young Cam. I'm not sure exactly the injury status to Breshad Breeland, but the matchup between Mike Williams, you know, what can you, you know, inform? How can you educate the guys that are going against him to be able to put themselves in position to be successful against a bigger type wide receiver?
Yeah, Mike has a unique skill set as well. He's a bigger receiver, but he's a possession receiver, and he's a receiver that wants to take the top off the defense, you know, that can catch that back shoulder fade. That him and Phillip Rivers was phenomenal at. Him and Justin hasn't got quite, you know, that touchdown with the back shoulder fade. But, you know, his ability to be able to, you know, be that possession receiver, catch those tough balls, catch those 50-50 balls, but also have the enough speed to get behind the defense, just makes him that much more dangerous. So, again, you know, like each and every week, we got our hands full again with a good crop of receivers, a young, talented quarterback, a running back that can, you know, that can move the pile. You know, we have to bring our lunch pail and our hard hat for sure, to try to keep these guys on the field and try to try our best, you know, go out there and put forth our best effort to get a dub, because we damn sure need one.
You need one in the worst way. Desperation has to be the mindset for the team. You got to be desperate. Is this a must win? I know every week is a must win, but based on, you know, the bad luck you guys have been a part of when it comes to winning, Pat P, is this a must win for the Vikings?
I think it's a must win. You know, I really do, because time is running out. You know, that sand in that little glass is definitely still it's still falling out of the opposite end. You know, so we have to, at the end of the day, we have to tally up some wins to get where we want to go. And we can't continue to be in these close losing games. You know, that's no fun. You know, that's not, you know, anything you want to be a part of. You know, you prepare each and every day as best as you can to go out there and get a W. And I feel like we do that each and every week. We've just been coming up on the short end of the stick. So I think it's about time for that tide to change. And why not start, you know, hopefully this week. So, well, yeah, this is definitely a must win.
It's a must win. So, Minnesota Vikings fans who love our show.
So, let's make sure we get all the writers out. I'm not guaranteeing a win. I'm
you just said must win. Must win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they'll find a way.
Yeah, I don't know how you can misinterpret that. You said, is it a must win? Yes, it's a must win. So Pat P, you know, it's B-Mac's prediction time.
Let's go.
I'm gonna try something different. And you guys know I'm rooting for the Vikings week in and week out. But I'm going to predict the Vikings to lose. Because any other time I predict the Vikings to win, it hasn't really happened like that. So I'm just try to change my luck a little bit. So
change it up.
So, hey, for our listeners and our viewers, you guys know every week I'm rocking with the Vikings. I'm just a guy who, you know, I gamble a lot on games. So I'm just change it up. You know, it's like this: when you're watching the game and you're invested in the game, either financially or just by the heart, you guys are losing. Guess what you do? You usually change your seating. Like if you were sitting in one chair, you go sit in another chair, right? I know I'm not the only one that do that. It gotta be someone who's listening to me. They do the same thing. Like, yeah, B-Mac, you're right. So this is what I'm doing. I'm gonna switch up a little bit. Prediction time. I didn't lie. Oh, you go SoFi Stadium. Nice venue to watch a football game at. All right. Prediction time. The Chargers will win 27-23. Now, remember what I said. I'm just trying to switch it up. Let's see if this can kind of get the mojo going in the right direction. All right. So I want to hear people saying, wait a minute, why he picking the Chargers to win? Heck, I pick the Vikings every week. So I'm going to just switch it up a little bit. Chargers win. What did I say, Eric? God dang it. 27-23. Let's see what happens with that. The holidays are coming up. And while family and football are a couple of essentials, so is food. When it comes to holiday meals, quality is super important. You don't want family members talking about you because you prepared a low-quality meal. That's why I recommend ButcherBox. They do the complete opposite. ButcherBox sources their meats from partners with the highest standards for quality. I'm talking free-range organic chicken, 100% grass-fed beef, wild-caught seafood, and more. I recently made these fire tacos. I had the options for what to put in them. Thanks to ButcherBox, some of my family wanted beef, some wanted chicken, and my children, they wanted shrimp. We were able to make it all happen, and everyone loved the taste. It's great because every month, ButcherBox ships curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. Free shipping from the continental USA. Each box contains between 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on the box you choose. That's enough for 24 individual meals. And they pack it fresh and ship it frozen, so you don't have to worry about those long lines at the grocery stores this holiday season. This holiday, ButcherBox is proud to give you new members free New York strip steaks for a full year. The deal has never been offered before, and it won't last forever. Get two delicious 100% grass-fed New York strip steaks for free in every box for a year. This offer is only available until the 30th of this month, 11/30/21. So get it before it's gone. Just go to butcherbox.com/allthingscovered to sign up. That's butcherbox.com/allthingscovered to receive this limited time offer for free. New York strip steaks for a full year. Now it's time to tap into Around the League. Let's talk about some of the news that has been surfacing throughout the NFL. Friend of the show, your good homeboy, OBJ, waived by the Cleveland Browns. Clearly it was an ongoing affair, back and forth. Your teammates Justin Jefferson and Cam Dantzler wore free Odell shirts pregame on Sunday, where he's free. He's free to sign with whatever team claims him off waiver wires. What are your thoughts about the Odell Beckham Jr. situation with Cleveland?
You know, I never really understood it. You know, I was, you know, obviously from afar seeing some of the, you know, reports that was coming out of, you know, Cleveland or whatever. So I was just basically, you know, looking at it from, you know, a fan's view. You know, I never really reached out to him, anything like that. But, you know, looking at it from afar, it looked like it wasn't a healthy relationship, you know, for him, for mm-hmm. the team. You know, just never seemed like they can get it out of first gear. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, just to have that talent, you know, it's a shame to see that those guys wasn't able to get it out of first gear because, you know, the talent that they got over there, Jesus Christ, to have mm-hmm. a two-headed running back, you know, Jarvis doing his thing, who actually, I believe, benefited from, you know, the Odell acquisition. I think, you know, it just something that just didn't work out. And, you know, I saw Shannon talk about it. You know, he just said it's just one of the things that just didn't work out. And it just seemed to be the situation with Odell in Cleveland. Just seemed like it just never worked out. But I wish Odell well. I'm sure a team will pick him up here pretty soon. Like you said, he want to be I mean, everybody wants to be a part of a winning
contender.
Yeah, not only a winning contender, but a winning atmosphere. You know, it just winning definitely brings more smiles to anything. So
no question.
I hope that he finds that and he can get back into that big light that he once was a couple of years ago for sure.
And he told us, you know, last year when we had him on the show, he wants to win, but he also wants to have his numbers. You had an opportunity to play against the Cleveland Browns this year, covering OBJ. Granted, he wasn't able to get his numbers with the Browns, but individually speaking, does he still have the sauce? Does he still have a lot left in the tank?
Yeah, I really do. I just think, you know, it just seems like, you know, obviously being on the field, being in the game, just seeing how the game was going, it just seemed like he wasn't, you know, implementing in the offensive game plan much as he was accustomed of, especially being the only guy there now. You know, mm-hmm. you just tell that, you know, just something wasn't right. You know what I mean? You just tell that, you know, he just wasn't the go-to guy as he thought he should be, especially at that time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Being the only guy there, you know, having – obviously, you know, you're having Kareem Hunt and a Chubb in the back. Those guys will get their carries. But as far as when it comes to, you know, the ball in the air, he should be getting 15 targets. Yeah. You know what I mean? At least. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't, you know. So you can just tell that he felt that he wasn't implemented in the game plan. And, you know, and then in times, you know, it showed, you know, whether it was route running or, you know, his engagement in the game or whatever the case may be. But hopefully he can find that success somewhere else here in the future. But I do think he definitely have some juice left in the tank.
Yeah, he will get signed at some point in time. You know, shortlist of teams who may, you know, go out and try to make a move. Granted, it's all about waiver wires. If you know anything about the waiver wire, the teams that are in the worst situation record-wise have the opportunity of claiming him a better before competitive-like teams. But I think a team like Baltimore definitely could use him. That would be huge for Lamar Saints. Jackson if they can get on the same page. The Saints, yeah, the Saints need wide receiver Saints. Help in the worst way.
You got Oakland.
Yeah.
You got New England.
Mm-hmm. So
a couple teams out there that need a receiver.
Yeah, no doubt. A few teams that could use a receiver like OBJ. So we just have to wait and see. You know, we wish him nothing but the best. 13 definitely still has something left in the tank. I think he can easily get you numbers and help your team get over that hurdle offensively if he's in that situation. But, you know, some things I think it's best for both parties to part like how it happened in Cleveland. I think Cleveland, they're okay. They're better without OBJ. And I think OBJ is in a better place with not being a part of the Cleveland Browns. I think it's safe to say. So we have to wait and see how that all pans out. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with some of the best performances of the week, plus 7 questions.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All Things Covered Award. We're dishing out two awards weekly for those that live up to our show name and have all things covered. Now, I'm Pat P. This week, listeners and viewers, it's a little different. Usually, we give an award defensively and offensively, but this week, it was all about the defense. Defense. So we're giving out two awards on the defensive side this week. First award goes to Josh Allen, the Jaguars. Josh Allen. I think it's the first time we ever seen a Josh Allen sack a Josh Allen. Same name player defensively sacking the same name player offensively. Josh Allen had a heck of a day. He picked off the Bills, Josh Allen. First time in NFL history that a player intercepted a quarterback with the same name. Josh Allen also had a sack on the Bills, Josh Allen, which is the first time a player has sacked a quarterback with the same name since the NFL started counting sacks in 1982. And Josh Allen also had a fumble recovery on a fumble by the Bills, Josh Allen. Josh Allen was everywhere. Not to mention, they won the game.
Nine six. Defensive game.
You talk about parlays that were instantly killed when that happened.
Yeah.
I did have the under in that game. That's the only thing I got right this past Sunday. Everything else was bad. Another defensive award goes to cornerback Denzel Ward from the Cleveland Browns. 100-yard pick six off Joe Burrow. Not to mention he had a handful of PBUs as well. He just was all over the place. I mean, anytime a wide receiver was running a route for Cincy and he was covering him, he was in their back pocket checking everything from the ID, passport number, everything. Pat P, pick six, that was huge because that kind of gave Cleveland a nice cushion to get the game going before they even offense stepped on the football field. And they won as well. Another parlay buster. Because I definitely had Cincinnati. I brought it down to 1.5. I thought Cincinnati would win that ball game. But those are the two awards that we are handing out this week to two defensive studs. Josh Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Denzel Ward of the Cleveland Browns. All right, seven questions is where we get a chance to interact with you, the listeners and the viewers. If you want your question to be answered in the future, leave a question attached to a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. And guess what? We may get to it on the show. This week's question comes from Michael Height. You can follow him on Twitter at MrHight24. Trivia for BMAC and P2 at All Things Covered Pod. Who is the all-time leader in interception? Any hashtag has Pat heard? Hashtag All Things Covered. Who is the all-time NFL leader in interception?
I know it's a big number. I know it's somebody like in the 50s, bro, or maybe the 60s. He got like 70 interceptions.
It's in the high 60s.
Now I want to say it's 70.
It got to be in the 70s then.
Oh, 81.
81, yeah.
Damn.
81. Shoot.
I know Larry Wilson's up there.
All right. So we got a hint for you, Pat P. This is for you, not for me. You definitely should see him somewhere in the building you go to work in now.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that. Damn, what's his name? God dog it. Me and Harry was just talking about this too, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you should see him in the building.
Oh, he got the one bar too. Damn, what's his name?
Played from 64 to 79, 81 interceptions. Dang, what's
I want to say, is it Thomas?
Nope.
No, it's not Thomas.
His initials is PK.
PK, okay. Damn, I couldn't even tell you.
Paul Krause. Yep. And the all-time leader in interceptions.
Because he's like number 30, I think, right?
I think Paul had a number in the 40s.
Hey, what number was Paul?
I think he had a number in the 40s.
He wore 22, so he was the same number as Harry. Oh,
22. Okay.
22. Okay. Yeah, right. Paul Krause, 81.
Paul Krause. Mm. I knew it was a high number. And I know Charles Wilson is up there with 60 something.
Yes. Yeah, Paul Krause. And the all-time leader in interceptions for someone that played entirely in the Super Bowl era is I think it's Rod Woodson.
Yes. Rod Woodson is number one.
Rod Woodson. Yeah, Rod Woodson.
Honestly, it might be Rod and Charles at 1 and 2.
Could be. Hey, my defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, I think he had 62 interceptions.
Yeah. That's big.
That's big. That's big. Charles Woodson had 65. Ooh, that's a lot of picks. A lot of picks. Thank you, Michael, for that outstanding question. Like I said, if you would like to have your question answered on the show, make sure you leave a 5-star review attached to your question.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to everyone for listening and watching. We'll be back again Thursday, where you can expect all things to be covered. Peace.
Peace.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.